The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's the last day of the trading week for normal people. For the crypto crazies, it still goes on. Nicola Duke is the queen of the crypto crazies. You're right, Nicola.
Oh, yeah, I'm tired. I feel like the end of the week, like, it's non-farm payroll Friday, you know,
No one cares about that. Only Americans care about that, don't they? Who cares?
Yeah, but it gets exciting a little bit later on, and I'm trying to summon my energy. But it's been such a dramatic week already, you know, with Italy going to leave and more elections, and then Italy's fixed, and now we have trade tariffs. It's all just been a roller coaster.
But hang on, what gets exciting about non-farm payrolls? Well, the dweebs guessing. NFP, yeah, the hashtag move. NFT. Like
if you trade FX or futures, they really do move on it. So,
Has that detracted now? Has crypto detracted from that? Because obviously FX and currencies were massive markets, still is, of course. But has a lot of people gone into crypto?
I think that people in crypto are really bored, you know, and fed up with the pullback correction that really isn't showing any signs of being over yet. So
that's good, isn't it? Because when people get really sick and really bored and really start cutting their positions, that's when it goes. So we know Bitcoin's going to 6,000 anyway, but what's your take on it? What's your thoughts, Bitcoin?
I think if we're not at a low now that we're close to it, but yeah, I think bring me a dip into the, not actually the round number 6,000, but yeah.
Below that.
I think I don't really see new lows, but I think another dip and then we'll rally. We're close to it. Bitcoin is very seasonal pattern month to month. So I think a few more days and we'll see a bottom.
Yeah, but it's been going like this for months. You know, seasonal, that's half the year, isn't it? Half the year's been going down, isn't it? Or not? I don't know when it started dipping down.
It rallied for the whole of April and it sold for the whole of May. Does that give you a clue about what might happen next?
All right. Well, that's Bitcoin is going to 6,000 or less. I think easy, quite easy from here. Bitcoin, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Probably 5,000. Probably 4. Probably 2. Probably 3. Probably 1. Right. Let's look at some stocks. Some normal stuff, not from the crypto crazies. having said that, I've just published my podcast and I talked to George McDonough, who's CEO of KR1, used to be called Kryptonite One, but then it changed their name due to Marvel. Apparently has the trademark on that name, so they had to change it to KR1. They're an investor in blockchain technologies. Did really well. Last year they made 11.6 million profit, and they're only a 17 million market cap company. Most of the realized profit there was 4.2. So they actually made 4.2 million last year in blockchain investment. So worth listening to, because we just have a long chat about blockchain, you know. But he knows you, Nicola, and he likes you a lot.
Oh, I like him too.
Do you know him?
Well, I feel like I know people on Twitter, as you know, and in crypto space, but even though I haven't met them in real life.
The answer is no, you don't know him.
Okay, but I feel like I know you.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I know. We talk every day, you know, a real thing.
Yeah. Okay, I don't talk to him every day. I don't really know.
Okay, let's go with
that. On that basis.
Yeah, no, I don't know him yet. ALGW, Alpha Growth. Oddly, this was a request yesterday from someone, and then today they have got news out. So, I'm going to be speaking to these on the podcast very soon. So I'm going to be talking to Danny, who is the new Chief Operating Officer of Alpha Growth, so COO. What's his name? Danny Schwick. Hey, okay, Danny Schwick. So what do you reckon on Alpha Growth, Nick?
I think the positive way to look at this is it's doing a really good job of basing, but we're stuck in that opening range. You know, that opening range of this candle now from back in December, 20th of December, we're in that very tight range within it. We really do need to see a close above 1.6 for this to go higher. I think that generously we could look at this as potentially an inverted head and shoulders pattern, but until we see a close above 1.6, it's not going to happen, and we're just going to trade sideways, unfortunately. There's no reason to dump this stock until we, unless we lose the, you know, the 20-day moving average, we make a new low below the May lows. I think we're just trading sideways and looking for the impetus to break out of this range. The good thing is, when we do, we can measure and we know where we're going, and we should see at least 2.2 on a rally out of this range, and probably more likely 2.45. That would be the measured target. So looks good. It's holding up. No reason to get out, just waiting for the breakout.
Okay, lovely jubbly. Next is Coro Energy. Not to be confused with Cora, which is the company I do hold, actually, but this is Coro Energy. And did we do the chart of this recently? I think we may have. But
I don't recall.
Yeah, the news is a director shareholding. I think a director bought a bit of stock there yesterday. So what do you reckon on Coro?
Well, obviously, this has been completely beaten down, and, you know, we gapped down, and it's a breakaway gap because we've continued to move lower. I see, if I look at the rally that we've made, I see potential for us to go back and test the bottom of the gap again. And that's at 4.36 from here. So, you know, we're rallying pretty nicely. If we can get above the sort of 4-hour, there's a bit of a pivot level around 3.5. I think if we get above that, we'll go to 4.3. But really, only a close above 4.3 is going to see any significant move higher. And then rock and roll, we'll go to 11 probably. But that gap's going to be resistance. I don't know what the spike is on my chart from the 19th of April. Obviously, we didn't go to 430, whatever it was. So I've got a wonky chart. But that's what I'd be looking for. 4.3, really strong resistance. It looks like we're headed back there. Only if we get above it can we look higher, and then we can look for 11.
A wonky chart? You should go and see something about that.
Okay, well, look, I'll show you on the daily. Like, there's this huge spike.
Yes, I know that. Wow, I don't know what happened there. That is crazy.
Okay,
I would have sold on that one, on that spike. okay, so feedback. News out today, FDBK. That they've appointed a very, do you know, they're building a very impressive board here. It's like they're building a board for a 250, FTSE 100 company. There's a guy who's been in charge of very high level grade NHS. He's been in charge of overseas investment. And so he's very good, very, very good guy to have on your board. But can't think of his name now, but I'll check it out. But what do you reckon, FDBK, Nicola?
FDBK has made a spectacular rally off the lows in April, and now we've seen a pullback. So the rally in April stalled at 50% of the drop. So that's the, if we take the highs that we made in April 2017 to the lows that we made in April 2018, 50% was 3.2, and that's where we stalled. And so now we've seen a pullback, and we're looking for it to rally higher again from here. I kind of think that we, if you look at the RSI, we didn't really bottom and we didn't really get back to the middle. I think that we may need one more dip and fill the gap, unfortunately, back to maybe two, and then we should see a sustained rally. You know, corrections are normally three waves. So we've had one wave down, one bounce. I think we could see another shallow wave lower. We might hold the support at 2.2 or 2.3. Otherwise, we go to two, and then we should see a strong rally to 4.25 next, and then potentially new highs and 6.5.
Okay, well, listen, it's Professor, it's a good start, isn't it? Professor Rory Shaw has been appointed as Medical Director of Feedback Subsidiary, but in November 2013 he was appointed as Medical Director of Healthcare UK, part of the Department of International Trade, to lead the NHS International Development Team. That's a big role, isn't it? Now, he's now at Feedback, which Feedback is like an 8 million market cap company. There's big things to come here, I believe. Building this board is very impressive.
Right.
Do your research.
I agree. Like, this chart, although I see it heading lower short term, it's only back to the 200-day moving average. That's sitting at that two level. I think buy against that retest of the 200-day moving average, and it should, really should go higher from here.
Okay, and great, next one is Greatland Gold, GGP. I think they've sort of enlarging their footprint or something. The Panorama, their new license application, Panorama Project, GGP. What do you reckon, Nicola?
GGP's been in such a narrow range since the lows at the end of February. You know, really, really tight range. However, for the first time, literally since January, we've got above the daily moving averages. We did that on the 24th of May. And now we've had a week-long pullback to retest support from them. I think that there's a really good chance that instead of going back to the bottom of the range, that we can rally from here. And I'm wrong if as long as we hold above 5.8. Sorry, I'm right. As long as we hold above 5.8. If we drop below 5.8, we're going back to the bottom of the range again, which is down, you know, in the low fives. Now, if we can rally from here, obviously the top of the range is at 0.72. A breakout would give us that big round number one, which is where the daily 200 moving average is. So a break above 0.72 takes us to 0.1.
Okay, I'm just scrolling down. I'm Metal Tigers next, MTR. They've announced their final results. So I can see the highlights at the top. And then I'm never a big fan of the highlights. I want to see if you can go down and see what's actually happening, you know. But it's so far down. Literally, I don't know how many pages this is, final results. But it's huge. Anyway, you look at it, Nick. I'll go through this, but I'm trying to see...
Metal Tiger, spectacular rally in 2016, and then this ABC correction to the start of 2017, and since then we've been in this wedge. You know, we've been getting in a tighter and tighter range, and I think for my money says that we broke out of it 2 weeks ago, and then this week we came back, retested the breakout level. I'm looking at a weekly view here. If we go down to a daily chart, you can see that we pulled back, retested the breakout level, which was around 2.2, and now we're rallying. The confirmation that we're going higher is going to be above those prior highs at 2.6. If we break above 2.6, we've broken out completely, and I think we're on our way to 4.2.
Okay, well, this is what the highlights say. They say the investment gains, both realized and unrealized, is £5.4 million. Reinvestment focused on Botswana at increased net cash to 1.4, net asset value up 110%. I just look at profit for the year, though, 347,000, I think it was. But it seems a decent cash balance there for Metal Tiger, and that's MTR. Lovely, thank you very much, Nicola Duke. That's it now for the weekend. You can go and have a nap.
Thank you, bye.
By the way, just so one thing, just so people can see. By the way, you can see this video if you listen to the podcast. Go to voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. No, so you say that. Yes, blog. Sorry.
See you on Monday.
Do you know what? It's almost like I've run out of energy.
See you next Tuesday, Justin.
Yeah, not again, is it? Yeah, it's almost like I've run out of energy completely. I can't, can't focus on anything. Anyway, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a nap. Bye.
Love you and leave you. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.